Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming in July from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. Now, while it's not specifically mentioned in the earlier Star Trek series prior to Discovery, Star Trek universe is described as a post-scarcity society. If you're not aware what that is, it's basically a society which has figured out how to eliminate scarce resources, because we're all assuming that resources are scarce. This is why we have to barter for them, pay for them, etc. Assumingly, in the Star Trek universe, they have figured out how to create anything via manipulating matter at a subatomic level. It's replicators, transporters, etc. This allows you to create any material from any other material you could conceivably create, gold and diamonds and anything that we currently consider to be valuable out of dirt and rocks. I mean, this kind of transmutation has been sought after for centuries by alchemists. It's not really all that far-fetched. I mean, it's conceivable that sometime in the next 100 years, we will be able to figure it out. Once we do, then scarcity will be a thing of the past, and our society will change drastically. Just think of everyone who is starving, everyone who's homeless, everyone who's working to build things to generate money, because that's what we're driven by. We'll no longer need to, because anything you need to be created can just be created out of anything else. Food can be created from rocks. I mean, our whole economy and culture work on the premise of scarce resources. Once that's eliminated, some believe we'll enter this perfect world where there'll be no want, as every desire can be fulfilled for free for anyone. Instead of competing against each other in the game of life to earn money, to buy things and experiences, things will just be created out of nothing. Actually, out of anything. They'll take anything and create anything else. All things could become freely available to everyone. I mean, without that driver, the human race could rise up from focusing on gathering resources and gathering experiences to self-actualization. People would live their desires. Instead of spending time earning money towards their desires. Why am I telling you this? Yeah, 100 years seems far out. But what if I told you your customers are already chafing for this kind of future? They're already starting to prioritize experiences over things. And they're already prizing time over money. I mean, look at all of these delivery services that are flourishing. People don't want to do stuff. People want things to just happen. People just things to want to occur. They're spending money on experiences, not things. They don't want to waste their time doing stuff. I mean, there's already a subculture of people out there who work long enough to pay for the next experience, experience it, then only go back to work when they're determined how long they need to work till they can get the next experience. To these customers, time is an issue, and they would prefer not to use the tools we give them to do the work to do their desires. They prefer that the work is done for them. As long as they get what they want, they're happy to allow others to do it for them. Just like in a post-scarcity society, we would be able to use machines to create anything we want. But there's a gap between what we do as corporates and what they want. Because we do what we do, and customers want what they want. And there's always this gap here. There's always this gap. Because let's say they want more than just a bank, more than just a retailer. I mean, take a banking example. Do banks feel that they should help their customers get a better job, get a better paying job? No, they don't think about that at all, even though that's what the customer wants. Customer wants more money. You know, how to manage a customer's financial life is help them to save more, but help them to make more money. Do banks even think about helping their customers making more money? No, but that's what the customer wants. The customer wants more money. They want a better financial situation, and it doesn't necessarily mean saving more money. Can you imagine if banks decided to do more than just what they do today, that they really cared about a customer's financial well-being to the point where they helped them get new jobs, where they helped them improve their career? I mean, if you think about it, we could bring this post-scarcity society to today simply by watching our customers and providing more than what we just do. I mean, retailers do it today. I mean, you could probably buy milk from Home Depot. Even Home Depot doesn't sell milk because Home Depot sells milk through their website. Many of these retailers sell way beyond what they normally sell because they just want to satisfy their customers. So think about the industry that you're in. Think about the range of services and products that you provide. And then realize, wait a minute, our customers, we could do so much more for our customers if we did more, much, much more than what they expected somebody in our industry to do for them. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think future.